Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, soon the ball will drop at Times Square and a new year of our Lord will be ushered in. It's a time of fresh starts, of new beginnings, and of the famous, or perhaps infamous, New Year's resolutions. Now, I love New Year's resolutions, and I know that we fall far short of the mark in keeping them. I realize that. It is humbling to look back on New Year's resolutions that you made last year about this time, that is, if you can find them where you wrote them down, and then when you look at them, realize now that you forgot most of them and didn't do really well with the ones you remembered. I realize that, but I still love New Year's resolutions because if you aim at nothing, that's what you're going to hit. But if you aim at something, at least you have a sense of direction. And with some of those resolutions, you may actually hit the mark or at least come close. Of course, the key is to turn a resolution into a habit that takes some time, it takes effort, takes thought, but you can do it by God's grace. Anyway, for today's HealthWise, we are going to make our contribution to the top 10 lists that you're reading or hearing everywhere. Top 10 news stories, top 10 sports stories, top 10 business stories, top 10 songs, top 10 stocks, top 10 technological developments, kind of morbid, but top 10 celebrity deaths. Our list is a great one for your health. We're calling it the top 10 nutrition resolutions for the new year. So get your pad and your pencil or your electronic note taker ready. I've got my pen together and I've got a piece of paper here. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, is bringing you today's edition of HealthWise. There in Cottage Pharmacy in there, the only way I can describe it is a fascinating nutrition department. You'll meet Matt Lombardo and Alex Wolf, Cottage Pharmacy's two experienced nutritionists. Now, Matt is our guest again today on HealthWise. I've asked him to give us the cream of his experience as a nutritionist by giving us his top 10 nutrition resolutions for the new year. And even I haven't heard them yet, so I'm as ready as you ought to be to take notes. And then after you've heard from Matt, we want to hear from you. What would you add to the list? Call in number 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, Matt, let's start with number 10, work our way to number 1, and Matt, go slowly so that we can write them down. Welcome once again, Matt Lombardo.
Hello, hello.
Almost Happy New Year to you.
Almost Happy New Year.
Okay, I got the pen, I've got the paper, I got 10987654321. What's number 10 in top 10 nutrition resolutions?
10. All right. Number 10, apple cider vinegar, add it to your pantry in 2017.
That's not what I expected. Develop it a little bit.
Apple cider vinegar it's a remedy that's been around for 2,000 years. The Greeks used it to preserve food and heal wounds, but it's something that's very handy. It's something you want to have it on hand in your pantry for a number of different reasons.
Give us some of those.
Sure.
It's not what I expected. I mean, this is great. And I know if I keep asking you questions, we'll never get to
I
one.
I like to throw you curveballs.
Ah, there you go. Okay. Not baseball season, but that's okay. Incident, on the apple cider vinegar, and we're into this stuff too, I get the cheapest one. Is that a bad thing or is that okay?
Well, you want an organic apple cider vinegar, and you want it to contain what's called mother, which is, it's kind of a funny term for it. but it's actually the sediment at the bottom. If you look at your apple cider vinegar, and at the bottom, if there's a sediment, it's kind of stretchy, kind of clumpy looking at the bottom.
It's called Mother?
Yes.
M-O-T-H-E-R.
Yes.
Huh.
That's the apple cider vinegar you're looking for.
It's a special gift to give on Mother's Day, correct?
Yeah, beautiful gift.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we got diverted. This is number 10, folks. Why the apple cider vinegar? What do you use it for?
Mainly, what it's been shown to help with is controlling blood sugar levels. So it's very good to take with a high carbohydrate meal. It's good for people who have blood sugar spikes at night, to take 2 tablespoons before bedtime. It's also good for acid indigestion. You could put it on sunburn. It's amazing stuff.
So basically use that in your salads instead of the kind of a hyper sweet balsamic vinegar, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. It balances stomach acid. It's like I said, it's good for reflux. It's high in potassium. It's good for cramping. We sell a lot of it here for leg cramps. We sell a lot of it here for acid indigestion, for blood sugar. If you have a stomach virus or stomach flu, it's very potent, and it can kill pathogens, and it can help you feel better.
Wow, if that's number 10, wait till we get to number 1. All right, so number 10, apple cider vinegar. What's number 9?
Number 9 is coconut oil. If you haven't jumped on the bandwagon already, 2017 is time to get on that.
All right. what do we use the coconut oil for? Along with cooking. I mean, you can use it if you're frying your eggs or whatever.
Right.
It's great in rice, incidentally. We found rather than using some of these, the fats that are not good for you, we'll put some coconut oil in our rice cooker. It gives a wonderful, wonderful smell to the rice. But give us some other reasons for the coconut oil.
Coconut oil you can use for many different things. You can use it topically. It's a great antifungal. You can apply it to nail fungus. You could mix it with a little tea tree oil. It's great for acne, clearing up acne. It's softening hair.
So you use it when you wash your hair?
You can apply it to your hair at night and actually let it absorb into your hair follicles.
I assume you can also eat it too,
you can,
right?
You can. Yeah. And
not after you've applied it to your hair.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a very good supplement for energy.
Excellent.
Coconut oil, it's a medium-chain triglyceride. It's mainly saturated fat, but the liver in our bodies does not store it as fat. It recognizes it as a source of energy, so it actually can give you energy.
Yeah, so how would you use that, Matt? You cook your eggs with it?
I used to put it on toast.
Okay.
I used to fry my eggs in it. You can, I know people who would actually melt it in the microwave and just swig it back and take a little shot of it.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, how interesting it is. 15 years ago, coconut oil was the boogeyman among foods. You weren't supposed to have that. You see how things, views change. All right, so coconut oil, apple cider vinegar, number 10. Coconut oil, number 9. What's number 8?
Number 8 is turmeric. Turmeric is that yellow spice used in curries and a lot of Asian dishes. Turmeric is a fantastic herb for many reasons, and that's why it's number 8.
Now, turmeric doesn't have the best flavor. It's bitter and strong. How do you recommend taking it into your system so that you don't rid yourself of it very quickly?
It's available in capsule and soft gel form. So if you don't like the taste, you can come to a Cottage Pharmacy. I'll show you. We have capsules, soft gels.
And what do you use the turmeric for? I know it is. I think I'm correct. It's a headache remedy, isn't it?
Well, it's a general pain reliever. It blocks an enzyme that produces inflammation and pain in the body. Our diets are very high in omega-6s. We eat a lot of meat. We eat a lot of fried food. We eat a diet that's very high in omega-6 fatty acid, which is very inflammatory. So turmeric can help counteract that and help reduce pain, headaches.
And that's a pill a day, more than, of course, I guess it depends on how much is in the pill. But traditionally, normally, what are we talking about for when you take the turmeric and how much?
You want to get a standardized turmeric, which means it's an extract of the turmeric root, the actual plant. The extract of the turmeric contains a product called curcumin. And curcumin is actually the active ingredient in the turmeric. So when you come to the store and you look for a turmeric supplement, a capsule, you want to make sure that it's standardized for curcumin.
All right.
And that's something I'd be more than happy to help.
All right. So apple cider vinegar number 10, coconut oil number 9, turmeric number 8, and now what's number 7?
Number 7 is go organic if you can. The more organic, the better.
And fill us in on, we're talking about organic chickens, organic beef, organic eggs. Give us the range.
As far as you'd like to take it, at the very least, organic fruits and vegetables, organic supplements if you can. You want to avoid the pesticides that are used.
And why is that?
Well, pesticides are toxic, obviously. There are other,
and yet they still pass government regulations. We can have the non-organic things that are pesticide affected, and yet they're not ruled out of the box by the FDA.
Right, right. Well, unfortunately, in mass market and in mass produced, companies, and they hold a lot of weight in our economy.
Go organic is what you're saying. Go organic, especially fruits and vegetables. All right, great. Number 6.
Number 6, antioxidants. Add an antioxidant to your supplement regimen.
An example.
Vitamin C, vitamin E. Those two work very well together. Vitamin C is water soluble. Vitamin E is fat soluble.
So you're saying both. You add both vitamin C and vitamin E.
Those are two examples of antioxidants that you can take.
And you should take them together.
It'd be very beneficial to take them together because you'd cover all your bases if you take a vitamin C and a vitamin E together.
And Matt, antioxidants, I always think of blueberries, for example. Other antioxidants that you get from snacks that you'd eat, some examples.
Blueberries are very high in phytonutrients and very high in antioxidant content, for sure. Many berries and fruits are high in antioxidants.
Now, when you get them dried, we like dried figs and dried cherries and dried blueberries. Are you losing any of that antioxidant value?
A slight amount, yes. It's always best for fresh. Raw fruits and vegetables. The only thing is tomatoes, which actually the antioxidant capacity goes up when you cook it, believe it or not.
Yeah, and what about with, say, sun-dried tomatoes?
Sun-dried tomatoes also.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Got apple cider vinegar, number 10, coconut oil, number 9, turmeric, number 8, go organic, number 7, antioxidants, number 6, and on your top 10 list, what's number 5?
Number 5 is fiber. Get more fiber. Add more fiber to your diet.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty obvious thing. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Now, fiber, you sell the different fiber that you can put in water at Cottage Pharmacy, or how do you recommend? You can take tablets?
You need 35 grams of fiber per day. It's very difficult to get from diet alone. There are powders that are available.
So you're recommending the supplement of some sort.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
35 grams of fiber per day. All right. So we've got five, and everybody's waiting, Matt, to know what 4, 3, 2, and 1 are. But you've mentioned Cottage Pharmacy. Let's hear a little bit more about it, and we'll be right back.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
We have nutritionist Matt Lombardo with us dealing with the top 10 nutrition resolutions for the new year. We've got apple cider vinegar, number 10, coconut oil, number 9, turmeric, number 8, go organic, number 7, antioxidants, number 6, fiber, number 5. Matt, what about number 4?
Number 4 is omega-3s. Make sure you're getting them.
What kind of fish?
Salmon, cod, sardines, anchovies. If you don't like fish, then you can turn to supplements for sure.
If you don't like fish, acquire a taste for it. Eat it, cook it fresh and eat it that way. You have supplements, though, that are not quite as good but will still help out?
In the absence of fish in your diet, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. But the best is still fish?
Yes.
Great. Excellent. We're planning it for dinner this evening, Matt. I anticipated this. How about number 3?
Number 3, a probiotic.
We've heard about this. Tell us a bit more.
Probiotics, the friendly bacteria. They help fortify your immune system. They help you digest food and produce vitamins in your intestine. They're very important for preventing infections and also important in affecting your mood in a positive way.
Yeah, explain. This is really a fascinating, massive field. And where there may be some differences between the traditional medical community and nutritionists. On this one, I don't think there are. Talk to us, Matt, the best ways to get probiotics.
The best ways to get probiotics, if you can add fermented foods to your diet. If you can add...
And develop that. I think of kimchi and pickles. What else?
Kimchi, pickles, yogurt, kefir, which is basically, it's a yogurt drink that I happen to love. That helps. The supplementation helps for sure.
The kefir. I don't pronounce it kefir, but yeah, it's a Middle Eastern beverage. Correct? It's
got more.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and you can get it all different flavors: strawberry, blueberry, peach. And I agree with you. It's excellent. And incidentally, for those of us who are aging, which we all are, but I feel it more at my age now, the probiotics as you get older are so important as you struggle more with acid reflux and other things. So probiotics is number 3. What about number 2, Matt?
Number 2 is vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels checked. Make sure you're not deficient. That's number 2.
Now, how do you get the levels checked? Now, is that a standard thing that they check when you get your blood tested?
It's not a part of the blood count that they normally do. You have to ask for it.
But you do add. Now, okay, that's important. So you go for your yearly or half every 6 months blood test. You need to ask for especially that they check your vitamin D level, and they can do that through your blood, correct?
Yes.
While you're on that, I realize this is number 2. We're all waiting for number 1, but we'll hold out a minute. Other things, Matt, when you go to get a blood test that they might not normally test for that you should ask for?
you can find out B12 if you're feeling fatigued, magnesium levels. But really the major one is vitamin D, for sure.
Yeah, it might be good, Matt, when people visit you at Cottage Pharmacy. That's a great question. I mean, this is the early part of a year. You're thinking about, well, I better get my doctor's, my regular exam, and you should. And these things might be good even as you visit Matt or Alex at Cottage Pharmacy. When I go to the doctor for, and I know I'm going to get a blood test, what are some of the things that I should ask for? Well, here we go, folks. Number 10 was apple cider vinegar. None of us expected that. That was the curveball. Number 9 was coconut oil and the fascinating number of uses, both external and internal. Turmeric was number 8, getting it as an extract. Number 7, go organic, especially with fruits and vegetables. Number 6, antioxidants. And we learned, among other things, take vitamin C and vitamin E together. Number 5, fiber, and we all know the reason for that, about 35 grams of fiber per day. Number 4, omega-3s, eat your fish. And if you don't like fish, acquire a taste for it. There's no substitute. Get it fresh. Number 3, probiotics, the friendly bacteria, the good guys. And number 2, vitamin D, and a reminder again that some of these vitamin levels should be checked when you get your blood tested. And now, I'm not going to do a fanfare, just imagine one. We come, Matt, here it is. What's number 1 and top 10 nutrition resolutions for the new year?
Drink more water. Stay hydrated. Make sure you're getting at least a half a gallon or 2 liters a day of water.
Now, Matt, they have Brita filters for filtering water. That's better than tap water?
That is, yes.
And bottled water, even though it's in plastic and sometimes that can do bad things, that's okay?
It's better than not drinking enough water.
Okay. So what kind of water do you recommend?
Mineral water. We have Volvic water, which is actually filtered through volcanic, through the systems of volcanoes, and it's very rich in minerals. Usually, mineral content
is okay.
Very important when you're looking at water.
But at Cottage Pharmacy, you can fill people in on the different types of water that they get, and maybe blending a couple of things here. My wife and I are really into coconut water. I learned that when I was flying a number of years ago, and I brought some, and I was struck with the hydration value of it. I know that's no substitute for regular water, but that too.
I love it. Yeah, it's very, very high in magnesium, potassium. It's a great natural sports drink. It's basically a natural Gatorade, and without the sugar, without the artificial coloring.
Well, excellent. So bottom line, folks, is hydration, hydration, hydration. And so there's your top 10 list. We've been through it. I won't read it again, but Matt can go over it with you at Cottage Pharmacy. Any other advice, since we talked about the cream of your nutritional skills, any other things that stand out that you're going to say to me as one of your customer/clients at Cottage Pharmacy? What advice?
Stick to eating real foods, foods that grow, even animal-based products. Mind the supplement, the facts, the nutrition facts. And know what you're eating. Recognize what you're eating. Don't eat anything that you can't account for.
Now, when you say animal products, of course, you'd prefer the organic beef and that kind of thing.
Grass-fed beef, yes.
Grass-fed beef, okay. But things like eggs and even bacon is an animal product, or is that bad for us?
Right. Some bacons are good. In moderation, I don't see a problem with bacon.
But you're going to stay away from the processed foods.
Right,
because they give us a lot of chemicals that are really not the kinds of things we want to put into our bodies, right?
Right.
Matt Lombardo. Matt is one of the two nutritionists at Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, thank you so much for your appearing on the program here over the last few weeks, and we'll look forward to more of that. Got to draw Alex in as well in the weeks to come. Let's just take time in the couple minutes we have left. Cottage Pharmacy, our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. You can visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. And as we want to say, and this is true, it's far more than a pharmacy. There's a reason why it was awarded Long Island's best pharmacy. You get the best quality. You're going to get the best prices. All you've got to do is go in with the price of a competitor's brand, the same brand, obviously. And if that's less than what they are putting on the sticker at Cottage Pharmacy, they'll either meet or beat the price guaranteed. Bottom line is they want a satisfied customer at Cottage Pharmacy. And that's so refreshing in our day of kind of mass-produced consumerism. You're with family, you're with friends at Cottage Pharmacy, so check them out. And also remember to mention that you heard on WLIE 540, the program HealthWise. Just mention WLIE 540 and the program that you heard, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies, also in the boutique and in the nutrition department as well, where you meet Matt and Alex. Be sure to look for them there and ask your questions. But once again, it's Cottage Pharmacy. That's 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Next week, we will have more on the vast world of living wisely in the body God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. Remember the program. It's called HealthWise. It's presented to you by Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.